Shut up and sit down.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our newest edition of Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. I'm Dennis Rahm. Looking forward to conversation today as we are going to be joined by the longtime head coach of the Chelan Goats, Joe Harris, talking all things basketball, and including, of course, much of it centered on the play of his son, Joe Harris, current member of the Brooklyn Nets of the NBA, and this year's three-point shooting champion. How about that? Boy, wasn't that fun to witness that several weeks back when Joe Harris kind of shocked the field and captured the three-point shootout at this year's NBA All-Star Weekend. So we're looking forward to that conversation. Before we get into it, though, want to thank our sponsor, Chelan Realty. And don't forget, as the weather begins to look like we got warming ahead, I can almost guarantee it, it's going to happen at some point soon. When that happens, pretty much typically the real estate market as well will be heating up locally. So if you've been in mind to maybe purchase or sell real estate, why not check out the gang at Chelan Realty? Longtime realtors, they know the valley well. They're located downtown on Wooden Avenue, or check them out online at chelanrealty.com. Also want to thank our sponsor, Sorrento's Ristorante at Chelan Cellars. Tough to beat Sorrento's for dining. Beautiful view, great food, Italian-style cuisine, overlooking the shores of beautiful Lake Chelan. Give them a call for reservations or check them out online. Sorrento's Ristorante at Chelan Cellars. Also, thanks to all of you who have been not only listening to these Making Waves programs, but have been making access of the LakeChelanNow.com website and social media outlets. We are celebrating our one-year anniversary. Could not have done it without you. Thank you so much. Right now, we talked about Joe Harris being our sole guest today as we get into all things basketball, including high school, former players, talking about a coaching clinic coming up in the Joe Harris basketball camp. Wide-ranging conversation. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's go to the coach right now. I want to get your reaction to what it was like as a dad to go back and see your son not only perform during All-Star Weekend, but to win the whole doggone three-point shootout against all the odds makers. What did that feel like?
Wow. I mean, I don't even know if I can even come close to putting it into words. You know, you watch your kids when they're younger and in AAU or they're in band or whatever, they do something real cool, and you just you swell up with pride then. And then on a national stage like that, where Joe really wasn't expected to even be in it, and then he got into the three-point contest, and then he ends up winning it, and it's like, it's almost like a completely surreal experience that our son stepped up in that environment and ended up winning it. And then you think, well, he's earned that. He's put all that time in, and there's no blueprint to being a parent, but if you could write it and write a book on being how proud you could be of being of your kids and the success they have, this would be at the very top of the list for us, definitely.
Well, I got to tell you, there were a lot of us, we were talking about this, and I don't think it was such a big surprise to, obviously, fans here in the Lake Chelan Valley that know Joey, to fans at the University of Virginia who saw him play and know the type of shooter that he is, and probably to Brooklyn Nets fans, all feeling that he deserved that spot to be there, and he should have been considered one of the favorites because he came in as the number 2 3-point shooter. But the rest of the NBA world was focused on the Curry brothers. They were focused on last year's three-point champion, rightly so. I mean, those people deserve that kind of accolades. But here comes this young man that relatively unknown from the NBA standpoint nationwide, and just like he has been, it seems like to me, throughout his career, Joe, that he was just so methodical in his approach to it, so low-key, and he put up two fantastic back-to-back performances, and that's what got it done.
Well, you know, that's you're exactly right, Dennis. I've seen that out of Joe from the time he started playing, whether it was in youth league or AAU, as a middle school player, or high school, at the University of Virginia, with Cleveland. I've seen him shoot thousands upon thousands of shots in Mountain Goat Gym, and it's all the same, and it's the same every time. And you know, when he did that on that stage, you know, obviously we're very proud of him. But for us, it was, you know, we felt like he should have been in it last year. and with what he's done, and he was, we know what kind of shooter he is under pressure and those types of things. And so I don't know, it was a surprise to win on that stage. Obviously, as a parent, you just don't ever think that your children are going to succeed like that on a national stage that you've watched over and over and over many years prior to that with other winners like Larry Bird or whoever is stepping up into those kind of contests. But it's definitely something that Joe's worked towards, and I know what his work ethic is like, and I know how driven he is to become even better. And so this is just one more step for him.
I want to kind of circle back around, Coach, to that parent standpoint. This is nothing in comparison, but I recall when one of my daughters growing up made the final spelling bee at Chelan as a younger person, one of the youngest in that competition. And I remember sitting in those stands almost wanting to look away and just feeling all this pressure and this angst about, for her benefit, how's she going to do it? You know, I want her to come out of this feeling great and that kind of a thing. Does any of that cross your mind? I mean, was it difficult to really sit back and relax and enjoy it? Or were the emotions just going jing, 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 jing?
Well, I think it's a little bit of all of that. And, you know, as a parent, you're sitting there and you try not to have that nervous energy. But you want the very best for your children and whatever they do. And, you know, so as the three-point contest went on, I found myself probably becoming a little more nervous than I would normally at a game. Or, you know, Joe's played all kinds of high-level basketball, and you watch that, and you've just become accustomed to him playing. But then all of a sudden I'm thinking, he's going to win this, and he's going to win it. No, he won it. Now what do I do? And as a parent, you want to just run down there and hug him, but that probably wouldn't have been the best thing to do on national TV. But, you know, those are moments that families can embrace, and it was just so fortunate that Alice and JC were there with us, and we had a chance to just really soak it all in with Joey.
Now, I saw a photo. It looked like you were actually right down on the court at one point. So did you get to be down close while maybe warm-ups were going on or practice sessions?
You know, it was those photos, I think, were taken after the contest. We had good seats, and just like we have with any of Joe's contests, you know, they're surrounded by parents of all the guys that are shooting, or family members of all the guys that are shooting. But JC and Alice and I and Joe's girlfriend Ina, we all got to go down to the media room afterwards, and so we were right there right after the heated moments of the contest, so to speak, and then the media interviews, and he comes out, and you just, like you've said, it's just a rush of emotions as a parent and as Joe's sibling. I know JC was feeling the same way. She couldn't hardly stand it that her brother had accomplished what he had just done, and it's, you're so proud of them for being able to do that, and let alone the fact that he probably had dreamt about that a number of times as a younger player, and then to be on that stage and then to compete and do what he did. You're just so very proud of what he's done.
Well, I noticed even in the introductions when they brought everybody out on camera and they were introducing, he was just totally unfazed. It seemed like so at ease, and I'm sure that went a long way towards helping him be comfortable in the competition. Tell me about his selection, because they get to make the choice of where they want to line up the money balls, the last rack of five money balls, and he put his in that right-hand corner, and in two rounds he went 10 for 10 on those, so he picked the right spot.
Well, you know, that was all up to him, definitely. Coach Harris didn't have any input on that, although I'd like to hope that, you know, a little of the background he did with shooting came from our gym, but have seen him shoot from those spots countless times in the last six, 7 years, from the time he was at Virginia through his career in the NBA, seeing him do those kind of play through that five spot shooting process over and over and over again. And I've seen him work through, you know, trying to make five in a row from each spot before he leaves. So, you know, it didn't surprise me that he picked the corner spot for the money ball. I think, you know, during the game he's a little better coming off of stuff off the top and hitting stuff off of ball screens from the top. But when you're shooting off of just a catch and shoot and you're working through practice, you get in a rhythm, and definitely he got that. And, you know, like you said, 10 for 10 from the money ball spot. So that's a, you know, can't beat that at all.
All right, so Joe wins the competition, stuns a lot of people, gets the national television interview, and you guys, I know, are kind of hanging around. He's also got, of course, personnel that are around him in terms of his agents and whatnot. What was that all conversation like? What did the people representing Joe Harris have to say to you when that was all said and done?
Well, I think the common thing amongst, you know, even our friends here in Chelan and yourself, Dennis, you know, we know who Joey is and we know the kind of person he is and how humble he is. And it's truthful. It's not something that is scripted or something that he has tried to put out in front of people. He was truly humbled by the fact that he was in the building with those kinds of shooters and to be able to perform on that stage. And I think that's what the people at his agency have realized, that it's something that is completely his being, is that that's the way he is. And so we had a great time laughing about Joey Wannett, and we can't believe it, and that you know, it couldn't have happened to a better guy. But we kept going back to his work ethic and the kind of person he is and how he's just continued to improve his game. And that's something that people at that stature, sometimes they ride on their past laurels, or they don't continue to improve, or they don't succeed in their game because of maybe not having that tremendous drive or work ethic to continue to get better year after year.
Let's talk about the fact that, of course, Joe hails from Chelan, but in some sense, in some way, Joe kind of belongs to Chelan as well, because everybody claims him. So everybody gets to ride this experience of a young man from a very, very small town. And it is rarity from someone from a community of this size to make it into the NBA. And he has done that, and he has accomplished that. Does Joe feel any sense of pressure from that at all, or is it just that's what I do and this is how my life is?
I don't think he feels pressure per se. I think the thing that he has brought forward is that as a young person he had a dream to play in the NBA, and he had a dream to go on and do big things, and he didn't listen to those people that kind of talked him down with that, about you're from a small town and you're from a community that, you know, nobody else has played in the NBA and there's not a rich basketball heritage for players going on to major Division I schools. And then even when he signed at Virginia, it was like, well, you're going to Virginia, you know, they haven't beat anybody, you know, in quite a long time. And I don't think he listened to any of that. He just continued to work at it. And I think so it's a great lesson for young people to listen to, that, you know, it's okay to dream and it's okay to work at things, because at the end of the day, there's this great thing called success that can happen when you have those things in your corner.
I don't know how many people you might have an idea, but there have been a lot of Chelanites that have made their way to Brooklyn or other NBA arenas to go watch Joe play. I mean, it started actually in college with people making trips to Virginia or when they played at Seattle University. Is it gratifying to Joe to have this pretty consistent flow of people from this Lake Chelan Valley making their way to Brooklyn to watch him play basketball, aside from family members?
Well, I think that's the one thing that is unique about Joey, is that wherever he's at on the road, whether he was at Virginia or here in the NBA, is that he's had a great following, whether it's in Oklahoma City, Miami, LA teams, here up in the Pacific Northwest. And I think that's a testament to the kind of person that he is. A lot of times in sports, we get jealous of people and we get jealous of other people's success, and he's had a ton of success, and there just isn't that from people, and that goes right back to the kind of person that he is. And so I don't think he looks at it as a burden or anything like that. He's very proud of where he came from. He continues to talk about, you know, growing up in Lake Chelan and playing ball in Mountain Goat Gym, and then doing some things with AAU teams and here in the state of Washington. So he's very cognizant of where he came from, and then the idea that it's a special place.
I know they've got a game. The Brooklyn Nets coming up in Portland later this month. I was talking to your sister earlier this week, and she thinks maybe there might be 100 or so people coming from the Lake Chelan Valley to go watch that game.
Well, the crazy part about that is, and myself, I'm very proud of the fact that a number of guys that have played for us over the years, their children have come back to our youth camp, and then those folks then try to go to Joe's game when it's here up in essentially the Pacific Northwest with Portland. Last year we had I think 75 to 80 post-game passes. So that's not just family. That's family, friends, former players, people that have come to camp. So I would expect that there's going to be a huge Joe Harris contingent in Portland again, which is always – it's always nice to see that, and it's gratifying that he, again, has put that time and that work in, and he's done it the right way, and he continues to do it the right way.
And hopefully this time he plays and gets a lot of minutes. He's had some injury problems when he's been down in that Rose Garden.
Oh, definitely. A couple years ago, he missed a game in the Rose Garden. He had gotten hurt the night before in Denver, I think it was.
I was there.
Yeah. So we had a lot of disappointed fans there. And, you know, that's the beauty, I guess, of the NBA is that it's at some point it's entertainment for people. And I don't think Joe has ever lost sight of the fact that even though it's entertainment for a lot of people, it's something that he's loved to do, and he continues to love doing it. And I think that transcends into the way people respond to him.
Let's talk about that, because I know Joe, as we get maybe a little more serious and not just the NBA itself, but he's very supportive of the Lake Chelan Valley and tries to give back in ways that he can. And one of those ways has been the Joe Harris basketball camp that he has had for the past several years. And another one is coming up this June 21st and 22nd, already sold out.
Yes, we've been fortunate enough that we've had overwhelming response from local folks here in the area, but all across the state of Washington, and even folks internationally that have started to come back to the camp. And we try to put an emphasis on that camp is going to be a good time. You're going to have fun, and we want you to enjoy the game as much as Joe and myself have enjoyed it, and how great it's been to our family. And so this last year, Joe's comment was to let's turn this into a free camp, and let's turn this into there's no charge. I want people to be able to come and enjoy what I've enjoyed nearly all my life and being able to give back in a way. We're just hoping that at some point one of those little youngsters that's been at camp for us can do the same thing maybe in their adult life, that they can turn around and give back to a community like Joe has decided to do here. And it's something he loves to do. We've talked about going on the road and trying to do it, but it's a huge undertaking. We try not to turn anybody away. We've had upwards of 300 young people at camp at one time and a couple different gyms. So it's a great opportunity for us to give back to the community and instill a little love of the game for those campers that show up.
Well, and a family affair. Certainly, I know his sisters come help out, and former teammates from University of Virginia come and lend a hand as well. So it's a pretty cool thing, and a lot of people donating their time and energies.
It is, and it's become like our basketball family shows up for 4 days in June, and we put this on, and we have a great time. We try to, and we walk in the morning with the idea that it's our responsibility as coaches for the camp that we want to make it so enjoyable that those campers are worn out and exhausted from competing all day, but they want to come back and do it all over again the next day, and then when they leave, they want to do it again and again and again. Joe's teammates from Friends of Hoop and a couple of teammates from the University of Virginia, and of course our family. I mean, it's kind of like a carnival affair, I guess, a little bit, because it's so much fun and we have such a good time, and that, yeah, there's a little bit of chaos mixed in with all this stuff, but it's such a great opportunity that we just love doing it.
I do have a last question about the NBA, not about Joe necessarily, but about the NBA. In terms of you as the parent of an NBA player, is there anything that you've learned or maybe that has surprised you about the business of the NBA?
I don't know if there's anything that surprised me. I think there's some things that have been validated about the NBA that's a business. You start looking at how guys are traded or released. I think one of the things that I can say about my career is I'm a very loyal person. I'm loyal to the guys that have played for me. I'm loyal to the coaches that I've coached with, even the guys I've competed against. And I think sometimes that is lost a little bit in today's NBA just because there's so much movement in regards to the entertainment factor, whether it's money or I want to play with somebody else. But I think the one thing about the NBA at the All-Star weekend that struck me completely different than I'd even ever thought of it before was there's a huge family of NBA people that look after each other. And not only were we very well taken care of at the All-Star contest, but everywhere we went, people were so inviting and, can we help you? And we, do you need some help getting to where you're going? And it wasn't just because Joe was playing in the 3-point contest. That was just the way their business is done. And so even though it's this huge conglomerate and it's on TV every day and there's so much going on, it's become this, it's global. And we had an opportunity to talk to people that are NBA London and NBA Europe and NBA Africa, and the overarching conversation with any of those folks was they love the game and they're trying to give back. And I'm thinking to myself, that's exactly what Joey and I have tried to do with not only our camp, but you know, any of our opportunities to be able to give back to the game that's been so good to us.
So let's take that to the Brooklyn Nets. You hear a lot, read a lot in the press if you follow Brooklyn at all, about this family attitude, about this team camaraderie, about the extra effort on developing their players and the training and providing excellent facilities and all of that. Do you sense that from Brooklyn, that it's really this kind of almost a family attitude?
Oh, definitely. And that stems from our, you know, from our perspective of just rolling into the facility prior to the game and how you're taken care of from the ushers to the floor people to anybody in the family room or what have you, and you look at what they've done, and I think those are things that great teams subscribe to, is that family atmosphere and the idea that we're all in this together and we got to give things up for each other. And I just don't, you know, there's a lot of teams that don't follow that prescription, but the Nets have started to do it, and I think you've seen their success because of that. And so it's been fun to watch, and it's been fun to see that growth in that respect, because I, for one, that's how I believe the game should be. It's a family atmosphere. It's something that you protect the people that are in your program, and you develop them, and you help them become better. And when you do that, then that success follows that next in line.
I want to give you a little pat on the back and some kudos, because there was a time when Brooklyn was struggling mightily, and you made a little road trip with two of your former players in hand, Jeff Carlson, who's now the athletic director at Cashmere High School, and Lucas Dobbs, and they were members of your teams that did very well at state. Jeff graduated in 97 when your team got third, and Lucas was part of that. And then, of course, you won it all in 98 when Lucas Dobbs was a senior. You guys make that trip, and all of a sudden these guys go on a roll. They win 8 in a row.
Well, I'm superstitious enough to believe that we were responsible for that. And, you know, had a great time. Again, Joey and the fact that guys that he grew up watching and now they're watching him, what a full circle this game has really given us. But when it comes down to it, you know, they just start playing a lot better. You know, we tried to say that analytically we were 3-0 when we were there. We started this 8-0 run, so we were responsible, the three of us, for a lot of that success. But it goes right back to them and the culture that they're creating, and the fact that they, you know, they have this family atmosphere, and the guys are working together at both ends of the floor and they continue to compete and then enjoy doing that. And I think that's one thing that Jeff and Lucas and myself, the three of us, enjoyed the most, is the fact that we had that when we were all three together in 97 and 98, and we continue to have that today.
That's a neat thing to see, and I think the Nets, if they make the playoffs, should invite the three of you guys back, put you up, and get you darn good seats for the playoff games that they have coming up. Coach, let's transition into something that you are intimately involved with, and that is Joe Harris Basketball presenting a championship basketball coaching clinic. This is going to be coming up not far away in the month of May, May 18th at Chelan High School. And I just want to go through this lineup, and it's pretty impressive, I got to tell you. Of course, Joe Harris of the Brooklyn Nets. Mike Hopkins, very successful coach at the University of Washington in his second year, just doing a phenomenal job there. Former Chelan GOAT great Phil Cullen played at the University of Utah under Rick Majerus, was a Seattle Mariners farmhand as a pitcher, now in the front office of the San Antonio Spurs. Phil will be back in town. That's cool to see. Richie McKay, Liberty University, used to be an assistant coach at Virginia when Joe played there. Kobe Butler, Boise State women's coach, and Mike Burns, Boise State men's coach. That is your lineup. That is quite a lineup, and I know you're good friends with a lot of these people. Tell us, what is this clinic all about?
Well, again, it's an opportunity for us here to, in Lake Chelan, to be able to give back to people in our area and regionally. But not only that, just a chance to spread the wealth that we feel comes from basketball. Been doing the clinic since the mid-90s, on and off, so 20-some years of doing this. And it's a one-day clinic at the high school. It's free for any coach in the Lake Chelan School District, whether you're an AAU coach, whether you're a high school, middle school coach. We just want coaches to be able to get in and grab a couple nuggets of information that you could use. We have a great lineup, but more importantly, they're great people, and they're willing to be able to give that information back. They'll spend time talking to you off the court. So it's not just a tactical thing where you're in, get your X and O's, and then they're gone. They say, see you later. They're going to spend some time here in the Valley, and all of these guys we've known for quite some time, and it's going to be a high-energy day. Six presenters over about 8 hours, and so it's full of basketball. And if you can't gain something from this, then you're not going to get anything from any clinic, I believe, anywhere. This is a great lineup, and the topics are outstanding. And like I said, it's free for any of our coaches in the Lake Chelan Valley, AAU coaches, middle school coaches, high school coaches, boys or women's coaches. It's free for anybody.
So you say Valley, then Manson coaches as well.
Yes, we've opened that up to the Manson AAU and high school and middle school coaches. So Lake Chelan, Manson area, we're giving that opportunity for those coaches that want to come and just grab a little bit of information about making their program better, whether it's program building, developing leadership, whether it's some X and O type stuff, whether Cody is going to talk about attacking man-to-man defenses. Mike Burns will talk about developing man-to-man defenses. Joe's lineup is developing your shooting and from the ground up and being intentional and focused in what you do and becoming a better shooter. And on top of all that, it's very intimate at the high school, and you have an opportunity to interact with those coaches in a very personal way.
Might I assume that Coach Hopkins of the UW will maybe talk a little zone defense?
He'll definitely talk about some zone defense, and he'll grab you out of the stands and have you out there demonstrating before you can even blink an eye. So he's super high energy. He was here last year at the clinic for us, and just a tremendous person. And again, so fortunate to have this lineup of coaches come into our community and spend some time here and see the Valley for how we see it.
Coach, I'm going to let you go here quickly, but I know the coaching circle is kind of it's not small, but it is an intimate community. I mean, so many of you guys know one another well. You were telling me earlier that all these guys that are coming on this coaching clinic, many of them, you go back almost as long as your son is old. You've had those kinds of connections. You and I even crossed paths with one old coach, Dean Nicholson, who was at Central Washington for so many years. At one time, he and his father, Leo, were the winningest father-son coaching tandem in men's basketball in the United States. I think that's since been surpassed. But he had quite a career there, and I had some goings on with Dean over the course of my career as well. So it's a tight circle, isn't it?
It is, and it's amazing how that circle shrinks the world. I've been all over the United States, and even a couple years ago, I was in South Africa with a friend of mine on a vacation, and the coaching circle shrunk down to people that we knew through coaching and through sport. And I think that's the greatest thing, is that I keep going back to how the game's been good to me, and it's been great to me, honestly, and that. It's always somebody who played for somebody, or you coached against somebody and you knew somebody. And I think competition gives people the ability to all be on the same playing level. And so you develop a little bit of respect for people that have gone through the hardships and the ups and downs and the wins and the losses and all that emotion that goes with that. But that's the best part about it. I think that's not coaching any longer. That's the one thing that I miss, is those coaching colleagues. We get on the court, yeah, it's life and death almost, it seemed like at times with Coach Harris. But when it was over, I loved the guys that I coached against as well as the guys that you're coaching. And I think those are things that the coaching fraternity gives us.
Well, Coach, you retired from coaching, but you certainly did not retire from basketball.
Oh, definitely. Spent so many years of my life being involved in basketball. I can't really give it up, and still heavily involved with our state association, and got some goings on there. Been to practice here and there, and you know, if I can, the game's been so great to me that if I can, I can give back a little bit. And I said this before, that if somebody that I give back to here in the next year or two, if they can turn around in 15, 20 years, do the same thing I've doing, then that's a tremendous win for all of us. So it's a great game, and I think it transcends life in how it's played out in the course of that game. So it's what an opportunity to be able to say that I was a coach.
Always inspiring to sit down and talk with you, Coach. Joe Harris, Washington State High School Basketball Hall of Fame member from the Coaches Association, talking and graciously taking time to talk about his son Joe, now a member of the Brooklyn Nets of the NBA, talking about Joe's camp coming up in June, and about the coaches clinic as well, the championship basketball coaching clinic on May 18th at Chelan High School. And Joe, I know there's a website, Joe Harris Basketball. You want to give that out that folks can check information out?
You bet. They can pick up any of our stuff, joeharrisbasketballcamp.com. It speaks to our camp that we have coming up. We have a newsletter that you can sign up for. We have T-shirts that we're selling. And the Coaches Clinic, there's a sign-up link for that. All of the stuff for the Coaches Clinic, the T-shirt sales, the youth camp, all our proceeds for that go directly back through a foundation here in Lake Chelan called Thrive, which then helps us fund a scholarship that we give out to a senior in the Lake Chelan Valley, again, that is graduated, moving on to post-secondary education. And then we've been very fortunate to be able to give back to a lot of youth programs here in the Lake Chelan Valley. So all that stuff helps us with our mission, is to give back to people.
Well, good work by the Harris family. We're proud to have you part of this community.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Appreciate what you're doing for us as well.
Our thanks to Hall of Fame basketball coach Joe Harris. We've appreciated all his time and the information. You can certainly hear the passion in his voice about the sport of basketball. Also, the pride that he carries for the play of his son, Joe, who is a member of the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA. And, of course, this year's three-point shooting champion. Congratulations on all of that. A lot of fun. Thanks to the coach for taking time to be with us today. Hopefully you enjoyed it as well. That is going to be a wrap on our program. We'll catch you next time around right here on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com.